This is an interesting story that was given to me by a lady in September 2023. They only moved out of their house in 2021. When my husband was offered a new job as a chartered surveyor, we decided to move house so it would be easier for him to get to work. We found a beautiful timber-framed Tudor farmhouse in Webley in Herefordshire, and we were so happy. I worked as a primary school teacher and managed to find a job in a local school. Our two children were 13 and 15 at the time, and both attended the local high school. One day the children were ill, so they had to stay at home, while we still had to go to work. By 11 a.m, our son phoned the school where I was teaching, asking for me. I phoned him back once I received his message, and he sounded very distressed. He went on to tell me that he'd seen an old lady sitting in the living room, and that when she looked at him, she laughed and then disappeared. I told him that he may be hallucinating due to his high temperature, but he insisted that he'd seen a ghost. He said that she looked like a normal old lady, not transparent like on TV. I told the headmaster and asked if I could leave early to make sure both children were okay. When I got home, my son was sitting in his bedroom and refused to come downstairs, telling me that the woman was a ghost and she might come back. I told him that he must be seeing things because ghosts aren't real. I never believed in them. I always thought they were a load of fanciful nonsense. I checked in on my daughter, who was in her bedroom. She was feeling a lot better, and she came downstairs to join me in the kitchen for a cup of tea. As we were sat at the kitchen table, talking about my son's experience, we heard someone walking down the stairs, but nobody appeared. We could see the stairs from the kitchen. I thought that it may be my son, but he'd fallen asleep. Suddenly, my daughter screamed from the kitchen. I ran in to see if she was okay, to find her cowering in the corner of the room. She said that she'd seen the old woman and that she just appeared near the cooker, disappearing as soon as my daughter screamed. I told her that she was just seeing things and that it was just in her mind after listening to her brother's story. That day, my husband returned home from work and I told him what had happened during the day. He was of the same opinion as me. After we finished our evening meal, we all tidied everything away when there was a knock at the front door. My husband answered the door, but there was no one there. He walked down the garden path to see if they'd walked away, but there was no one around at all. He came back into the house and straight away, the door knocked again. He quickly opened the door as he was still standing near it, but again, there was no one there. As he came back into the kitchen, there was a bang on the window. We all looked to see someone standing outside in the back garden. My husband went outside to see who it was. He noticed that it was an old woman. She was just standing still, staring at the house. He started walking up towards her, but as he approached, she faded away. We couldn't believe what we'd seen. We are both well-educated, rational people, and we'd just seen a ghost. Something that isn't supposed to exist. They're just stories to scare children, or so we thought until now. Nothing else happened that day, but the next morning, while eating, she appeared in the garden again. She was standing in the same place, staring at the house. We all stopped eating and watched in disbelief until she disappeared after about a minute. A few moments later, there was a noise coming from the living room. I ran in there to find the old woman sitting on a chair in the corner of the room. I screamed and my husband came running in. As he entered the room, she disappeared. That morning, I was able to look at her long enough to describe what she looked like. She had a long brown dress that reached to her ankles. She had a brown shawl draped over her shoulders, and her hair was grey, tied in a bun on top of her head. Her face was what I would describe as pointy, very much like the way witches are portrayed. That morning, we had work and school. We left, but we were all very shaken. Later that day, I picked the children up from school. We were nervous about going back home without my husband and didn't know what to expect. We entered the house, took our shoes and coats off, and it started again. The sound of smashed glass came from the living room. I opened the door and found that one of our family portraits that was above the fireplace was on the floor on the other side of the room. The glass had been broken. As I was picking it up, another one came flying across the room, hurtling towards me. I managed to move before it hit me, and it hit the wall, breaking the frame and smashing the glass. Leaving the pictures on the floor, I just got out of the room. We sat in the kitchen until my husband came home from work. We were terrified. In the time that we were waiting in the kitchen, we could hear the TV turning on and off, and you could hear the doors upstairs slamming shut every now and again. My husband finally returned home about 7 p.m. I didn't feel like cooking, so I ordered a takeaway for everyone. As we were sat around the dining room table, we discussed what we were going to do. We decided to contact the local vicar to see if he could help. So the next day, we sent the children to school, and my husband and I both called in sick. We went to the local church and spoke to the vicar, who agreed to visit the house in a few days and give it a blessing. His visit couldn't come quick enough. Things started to get worse. Objects were disappearing, some reappearing in places where they shouldn't have been. Banging sounds that seemed to be coming from inside the walls could be heard all over the house, and the old woman would appear in every room. 2 days later, the vicar came to perform a blessing. He came in and began his routine of making the sign of a cross on the door frames and saying prayers, getting us involved, repeating amen. When he went into the kitchen, the old woman appeared in the garden. I told the vicar to look out of the window, and he could see her. He went outside and spoke to her, splashing holy water towards her at the same time. She turned to face him, and then disappeared. But a strong gust of wind blew through the house, blowing doors open. The vicar finished off by saying the Lord's Prayer, and then told us that she'd gone. He said that he'd never experienced anything like that before, and asked my husband for a strong drink. The house settled down after that, and things were quiet. We could go back to normal life for a month. Things suddenly started moving around again, and the banging started, but this time louder and more violent than before. We were going to visit Cardiff to visit family one day, and before we left, I changed the bed sheets and put the used ones in the washing machine. We returned home late, around 11 p.m. My daughter was tired and went upstairs to go to bed as soon as we got home. She came back downstairs, stamping, in a bad mood, holding her clean bed sheet up. She shouted at me, "What the hell is this?" She held up her bed sheet and I took it off her, asking her what was wrong. When I noticed, that it was soaking wet, and it smelled strong of urine. I then checked her bed, and that was wet too. We didn't understand. We didn't have any pets, and there was no water leak above her bedroom. I put the sheet in the washing machine, and my husband and I took the mattress off the bed. As we were carrying the mattress downstairs to put into the garage, a loud bang was heard coming from my daughter's room. I went to investigate to find her wardrobe had been knocked over onto the floor. There was no one in the room, and the children were downstairs. We continued to take the mattress downstairs and placed it into the garage to throw it away the next day. My daughter stayed in the guest room from that night until we bought her a new bed. The next morning was a Sunday. We were all in the dining room when we heard someone calling my daughter's name. It sounded like an old woman. She had a croaky voice. My husband followed the voice, which led him to the living room. In the center of the room stood the old woman, staring at him. She was back. He asked her who she was and what she wanted. She just carried on staring and then started to laugh. We could all hear the laugh. It was horrifying. He ran out of the room terrified. The laugh continued for around 2 minutes. We were all too scared to go in there. That day, we decided to get out of the house and have lunch at the local pub. As we were eating our meal, we were discussing whether we should move house, when a man who overheard our conversation asked us if we lived in the old timber-framed house at the end of the lane. Of course, that was our house. He then started to tell us that it's been known locally as a haunted house since he was a child. He said that it had been stood derelict for many years, and that the local children used to dare each other to go in there. He went on to say that when he was a teenager, he went into the house to impress his friends. After walking around for a few minutes, secretly terrified, he saw the ghost of an old woman who looked at him and laughed. He said that he was so scared that he ran out of the house crying in front of his friends and ran all the way home. My husband and I decided to sell the house. We managed to stay there for a year, but we had to get out. I hope the people who live there now are happy and at peace. If you've had an encounter with a ghost and would like me to read it out, please contact me on the website ghosttales.co.uk or via social media, Facebook or Instagram, at Ghost Tales Podcast.